For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. This scanner is copying information that both scholars and the public will be able to access to learn more about the natural history of South Carolina. A new website containing the collections of South Carolina naturalists is being loaded with photos of specimens, initially of plants, according to Christian Chichi Murray, curator of collections at USC's McKissick Museum. The grant-funded Historic Southern Naturalist Project will allow searchers to find photos and information on hundreds and eventually thousands of natural specimens in one place.
When people come to USC and they want to find out some information on, say, a specific person, they've got to go to South Carolina, they've got to go look at some digital archives, they've got to come to McKissick. What we wanted to do was combine all of those resources digitally online in a website. And so that's really what we've done.
Chichi Murray said the high-definition photos on the site will in some cases be better than holding the real artifact.
Our goal is to take extremely high quality, high resolution images so that lay people, just hobby enthusiasts, or even scientific researchers can use these images and zoom in so that what they're looking at online is sometimes better than what you can see on the actual specimen.
She gave the example of a 19th century seashell collection that is planned for the site.
Many of the shells are very, very small, so you can imagine that they don't have really great visual appeal for someone in a museum setting, but we can take pictures of them at high magnification so people can really see the details on these objects, which is, you know, kind of the point.
McKissick is working with the Charleston Museum to put online artifacts connected with the three naturalists whose works are the initial focus of the project. Natural history curator Matthew Gibson said the website will spread the word about the important research that has been done by South Carolina naturalists.
You hear a lot about historical figures in science, Charles Darwin, for example, but some of the naturalists that are local may not be quite as well known outside of maybe Charleston. They get that information out there. Additionally, the historical relevance of knowing this material still exists and where to find it is incredibly valuable for research.
Gibson said another advantage of the website is that it will be able to display artifacts too delicate to include in a museum exhibit.
Our herbarium collection, a lot of these specimens are too fragile for display, whereas once these scans of these plants are made available on the Naturalist website, people can easily see them, and especially some of the collections like the Gibbs collection, the Ravenel collection, which have plants that are too fragile for a whole lot of handling. This will make them a lot more widely available.
After the plants and seashell collections are digitized, Chichi Murray said McKissick will add collections of meteorites, fossils, and butterflies. The online collections also will include not only specimens, but artifacts belonging to the featured naturalists.
If we're documenting, say, Thomas Cooper, we want all of his letters, books, lecture notes, everything that had to do with Thomas Cooper. Portraits of him in McKissick's collection. We have his cane. We have a silver spoon that he ate poached eggs with. And we have an inkwell.
Chichi Murray said because McKissick will continue to add collections and specimens and perhaps collections of other museums in the future, the project possibly could go on adding to the state's wealth of knowledge indefinitely. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.